Rights and liabilities of registered trade union. The general funds of the registered trade union shall not be spent on any other objects. Now here, when we have created this fund under this trade union, it should be fully utilized for the development of the trade union and in restricted areas. So here they have mentioned the payment of salaries, allowances and expenses to the office bearers of the trade union, expenses for the administration of the trade union, the presentation and defiance of any legal proceedings to which the trade union of any member thereof is a party, or to conduct the trade disputes and compensation of members for loss arising out of trade disputes, provision of education, social or religious benefits for members, upkeep of a periodical published. Now that we have spoken about where the funds can be utilized. Constitution of a separate fund for political purposes. Now that trade union fund have to be utilized for the upliftment of the trade union activities only. And if we want to have some additional political funds that can be raised for the purpose, a registered trade union may constitute a separate fund from contributions separately. Now here we are specifically using the word separately. That means the common trade union fund cannot be utilized for the political purpose. For or made to that fund from which payments may be made for the promotions of the civic and political interest of its member, in furtherance of any of the objects, such as payment of any expense incurred either directly or indirectly. So political funds can be used either in promotion or any expenses which are made for the promotion directly and indirectly. The holding of any meeting or the distribution of any literature, documents in support of any such candidate. Now, say for distribution of pamphlets for the publicity of the candidate of that particular political interest. So that can be used, the fund can be used for that. Then if there are some meetings, you know, if arrangement of meetings are being made, so that expenses of the meetings can be met with the political fund. Criminal conspiracy in trade disputes. No office bearer or member of a registered trade union shall be liable to punishment under subsection 2 of section 120B of the Indian Penal Code 1860 in respect of any agreement made between the members for the purpose of furthering any such object of the trade union and is specified in section, unless the agreement is an agreement to the commit an offense. Now here they have been given privileges wherein the office bearers who are the taking care of the day-to-day task of the trade union are not liable to get punishment in any offense taken. Now say for example illegal strikes. Okay, some damages are being done in the illegal strikes. So here the office bearers cannot be held responsible or cannot be punished for that, because it is a collective action. And somewhere when we are, when we have given a trade union as a perpetual succession, so here the members are not held responsible. It is a different legal entity. Enforceability of agreements. Notwithstanding anything contained in other law, for the time being enforced, an agreement between the members of a registered trade union shall not be void or voidable merely by reason of the fact that any to the subject of the agreement are in restraint of the trade. Effects of change of name and of amalgamation. The change in the name of a registered trade union shall not affect any rights or obligation of the trade union or render defective any legal proceeding by or against the trade union. An amalgamation of two or more registered trade unions shall not prejudice any right of any of such trade unions or any right of a creditor of any of them. Now here when we are talking about different trade unions, as we have spoken that there is possibility that there will be multiple trade unions. So there are chances that this multiple trade unions now have realized to come together. So they may amalgamate. So this amalgamation will not have any effect when it comes to creditors, and when it comes to rules and regulations that has to be adhered. So this amalgamation will have no effect on those cause. So we have till here discussed about what is the registration part of any trade union, but it is not mandatory that when a the trade union is registered under the Act 1926 will be recognized by the employer. An employer is not binded by the registration of trade union. Registration does not mean recognition. Registration of trade union with registrar has nothing to do with the recognition in a particular company. Recognition of trade union is generally a matter of agreement between the employer and the trade union. That means it is voluntary in nature. So once you get registered, definitely you enjoy some benefits and privileges under the Act, but then it is not binding on the employer to accept or, you know, to recognize you in the company. It can only happen with a mutual agreement between employer and employee. In states like Maharashtra and MP, there are specific legal provisions for recognition of the trade union. Now, in selected states, there are some legal bindings on the employer, or to certain extent, they have to recognize the trade union. But then, talking about other states, it is totally voluntary in nature if the employer wants to recognize or not. Trade union obtains legitimacy by first getting registered under the Trade Union Act 1926 and then by seeking recognition as a sole bargaining agent under the appropriate law. So now when this trade union gets recognized, they become the sole bargaining agent. Agent of whom? The employees, the other employees in the organization or in industry. This helps the industry, as in a multiple trade union situation, the recognition clearly spells out who to deal with and who can make commitments on behalf of the employees that are binding under law. Now here we understood that once the trade union is registered, see, now there may be multiple trade union in an organization. So even the management is not in a clear picture that whom to deal with. Who are the actual representatives of employees? Now there may be multiplicity in the trade union, which all creates a confusion in the mind of management. But when the management, you know, on the second level recognizes any registered trade union, so now that particular trade union management has recognized is the only representative of employees who will be, you know, participating in the collective bargaining process. Now, registered trade union and recognized trade union, registration is essential for survival, whereas registration is must to be recognized. Now, see, when we are talking about registration, that may not be compulsory, that may be voluntary. But when we are talking about recognition, it is compulsory to be recognized. A trade union has to get registered first. Trade union can be qualified union. It is a representative union. Section 414 of the Trade Union Act 1926 are applicable, whether in a recognition. Section 28 of the Trade Union Act 1926 is applicable. There can be any number of unions. If there are more than one union, then union with the largest member recognized. According to the ILO section, see now, if there are multiple trade unions, so with the highest number of the members in that particular trade union will be recognized, because for a management it will be more beneficial to recognize a registered trade union who have more number of members. A recognized trade union is able to negotiate agreements with the employer on terms and conditions of employment on behalf of the workers. So out of, say, if there are multiple trade union existing in a company, only the recognized one has that right to bargain with the employer. This is known as collective bargaining. As we have discussed earlier, this process of negotiating with employer and employee is called as collective bargaining. Once a union is recognized, it serves as a bargaining agent for the workers in a particular bargaining unit. It may be industrial unit, it may be a single organizational unit. Recognition entails willingness to negotiate with a view to striking a bargain, and this involves a positive mental decision. So when any management or any organization industry is giving due recognition to any trade or registered trade union, then it shows a positive sign to employees that even the employer are willing and positive towards bargaining. In the absence of any central legislation, management in several states have refused to recognize trade union, mainly on the following grounds. Most of the office bearers are outsiders. Now here, there are some possible chances of management not recognizing the trade union. But then why? What are the reasons behind it that management don't want to recognize unions? Some of them are like most of the office bearers are outsiders, and they are some politicians. So the management actually don't want to get into all this, because when politicians are doing the collective bargaining, they are more into their personal interest rather than the interest of employee and employer. They are here to fulfill their personal interest. The outsiders such as politicians and ex-employees are not approved by management. The union consisted of only a small number of employees. There are many rival trade unions. The trade union is not registered under the Trade Union Act, they will not recognize, because that is a priority. You have to get registered and then only you will be recognized. The refusal by employers to recognize or bargain with unions is a major impediment to the healthy growth of trade union and collective bargaining. So this is the only problem faced, that though trade unions are getting registered, but if they are not recognized, then there is no point, or there are no positive signs of collective bargaining. Ultimately, the purpose is not solved. In the absence of a central law on the subject, one of the following ways is adopted by organization to recognize the trade union. Now, as we spoke that in few states, there are some central laws which are imposed, for the recognition of the registered trade unions. So they have to follow that. But now when there are no laws, there are some methods chosen by to get a recognition from the employer. So that is check-off. A worker gives in writing to the management through his trade union that he is a member of a particular trade union and that his subscription can be deducted from his wage and paid to the respective trade union. In the absence of a central law on this subject, one of the following ways can be done. So one is we have discussed, and then secret ballot. It is the most democratic way of expressing a choice. So ballot is nothing but a type of voting system, we can say. Verification of membership through labor department. The labor department will depute an official to verify the membership of the trade union in the industry. The official will obtain the list of members from the trade union. So if they really want to recognize a trade union, how they verify? They verify that the member who has applied to the employer is really a member of the trade union or not. So this verifying will be done by the management, and then he can move further by taking a decision to recognize a trade union or not. And in case of multiple membership, he will speak to individual employee and find out which union he would like to be a member, and based on verification will report on the membership of each union. Now in cases, some employees, they get registered into multiple trade unions. They get, for example, they are the member of trade union A, B and C. But then when it comes to taking about a decision, and when it comes to finalizing the list of members in a particular trade union, so such employees who have multiple membership will be asked or will be given a choice to select any one trade union they want to stick to and want to be a part of. This will help the management in taking a decision on the recognition of the trade union, because ultimately management want to recognize a trade union who have more number of members. So this multiple membership may restrict the management to take appropriate decision. So once this process is done, finalizing of the actual member of a trade union, this will help the management to take decision. following the code of discipline. The union which accept the voluntary code of discipline will be recognized by the management. The code of discipline has to be agreed by both the management and the... So, this is one of the other way to recognize a trade union, that is by recognizing or accepting the code of discipline, not only by employees but also by the employers. The need for evolving an international instrument for recognition of the trade union resulted in the ILO Convention number 87. So, this particular issue is also being discussed in ILO, and which resulted into a convention number 87 on freedom of association and protecting of rights to organize in 1948, which states that workers and employers without distinction whatever whatsoever will have the right to establish and to join organization concerned. The convention empowers the workers organization to frame their constitution, to elect representatives and among others to organize their activities. So if we talk about trade unions, it is not only Trade Union Act 1926 in India, but internationally also Convention number 87 formed by ILO describes that every employee should have freedom of association, which gives rise to trade union. Not only employees but also employers have freedom to get associated and bargain collectively. ILO Convention number 98 concerning the right to organize and bargain collectively in 1949 was released. It confers protection to workers against acts of anti-union discrimination in respect of their employment. So, this particular convention which was raised in 1949, convention number 98, it not only protects the act of getting having the freedom of association, but also it protects anti-union discrimination. To make the employment of a worker subject to the condition that he will not join a union or relinquish trade union membership. Now here they are also protecting, now see some employers, what they will do, they will only hire a candidate on a condition that you will not join any union or you will not be a part of any union. So here he is not being given that freedom of getting association. So here we are trying to protect that type of employee, and there should not be any terms of contract of employment. To cause dismissal of or otherwise prejudice a worker by reason of union membership or because of his participation in union activities outside working hours. That means no worker can be dismissed on the grounds that he is dismissed because he is part of some trade union or he is participating in some activities taken by the trade union if it is after working hours. Voluntary recognition. A union can be used voluntary means to gain recognition. Voluntary recognition may be stated or implied, does not involve any legal procedures and can exist regardless of the number of employees. So here we are all talking about say voluntary recognition and not making it compulsory. In practice, this means that the union is recognized by the employer without using any legal procedure. Voluntarily he himself wants to recognize a trade union and is giving a positive sign of collective bargaining. Statutory recognition is just a positive voluntary. That means any employer or management who are not willing to recognize a registered trade union, then we can use some statutory procedures. If an employer does not voluntarily recognize a trade union, it may apply to the industrial court for the legal right to be recognized by the employer for collective bargaining over pay, working hours and holidays in respect of a group of workers in a particular bargaining unit. So this is second step, we can say. We will first try to convince the management or employer to get recognized voluntarily. If they are not doing it, we can approach by statutory ways. The trade unions do not have the fundamental right to be granted recognition under the Constitution of India. Though Article 19(1)(c) gives the fundamental right to form association, but it does not carry with it the contributing right to be recognized. The withdrawal of recognition does not infringe the fundamental rights guaranteed under the Constitution of India. So that means registration definitely is a voluntary thing that trade union can go for, but recognition somewhere is in the hand of employers and management. Trade Union Amendment Act 1947, Section 25D provides that a trade union will not be entitled for recognition unless it fulfills the following condition. Now here they have given some terms and conditions to be followed if a registered trade union has to be or wants to be recognized. All its ordinary members are workmen employed in the same industry or in industries closely allied to or related with one another. So here all the members should be from one industry, or if they are from other industry, the work or the skills has to be closely related. It is representative of all the workmen employed by the employer in that industry or the allied industry. Its rules do not provide for exclusion of membership of any class of the workmen referred to above. Trade Union Amendment Act, which came in 1947, Section 25D provides, its rule do not provide for the procedure for declaring a strike. Now, nowhere in this trade union we are declaring or making any rule for making strikes. Its rule provide that meeting of its executive will be held at least once in every 6 months. So we are here giving the duration of, or say, you know, how many times a meeting will be held. It is a registered trade union and that it has complied with all the provisions of this act. Re-recognition of trade union. Trade Union Amendment Act 1947, Section 28H permits the registered trade union whose recognition is withdrawn. Now, at times what happens whenever there is a registered trade union, earlier the management has given recognition, but then due to some conflicts and frictions, the management now decided to cancel the recognition. And now again with fresh sets of rules and regulation, trade union wants to approach to the management. So here we talk about recognition is withdrawn under subsection 3 of section 28G to make an application for re-recognition after 6 months from the date of withdrawal of recognition. That means if you want to get re-recognized to a statutory process, minimum gap of 6 months is required. So here we understand that why your trade union needs to get registered, what is the process of getting registered, what are the provisions that a trade union has to fulfill to get themselves registered. And on the other part, it is not only registration which is going to help trade union, but it is also recognition given by the management or the employer to the registered trade union, so that the industrial relation goes smooth and they can have collective bargaining. So here we understand that equally, recognition is also important when we are talking about collective bargaining and coming to a common point wherein the employer and employee both are satisfied. Thank you very much.